In the end, we sat on the floor among the poetry, and I read him some. He listened, his head tilted down, asking, "What is it you like about that one?" That spring, as we picnicked outside, I said, "If I tell you something, will you not judge me?" David paused from listing the titles he'd planned to read over the summer and raised his eyebrows. "I've only read one book this year," I said. "But it's June," he said. "I know. But you like books," he said. "You like bookstores. You like libraries." "Is it a deal breaker?" "No, but still, read a book." I was painfully aware of the glaring hypocrisy in my life. I defended the virtues of bookstores in the age of online retailing and bought books whenever I got the chance, but I hardly read them. They sat on every surface until my house appeared to wear books, the way one wears clothes. They piled up on chairs and draped across sofa arms. The Japanese language has a word for this, tasadunko, the act of requiring books that go unread. Each of my bookshelves holds two rows of books, an inner and outer. Surrounding the bookshelf are stacks containing different categories of books. Books I have read, books I want to read, books I started but did not finish because I did not like them, books I started and loved but could not justify reading given their graphic, sexual, or violent content. The next time I visited a dollar bookstore, I bought five titles for myself and two for David. His charge to read a book echoed in my head. One afternoon, I picked up one I'd bought solely for its poetic title.